Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. Today's spotlight, I'm so excited to introduce Carolyn Choate to you. Carolyn loves, and when I say loves, loves sales funnels. It came as a total surprise to her because her degree is in poetry writing. And for most of her life, she didn't see how marketing was a form of storytelling. In her mid-30s, she discovered a gift for seeing sales funnels in people's businesses. Carolyn can look at your business and see the very best path to guide perfect strangers to become leads and leads to clients. She has an amazing gift, folks, and I'm super excited to have her share her story because her story is, a lot of us have very similar stories as to we were going down a certain path, particularly in a degree field or a career field, and we had to pivot. So Carolyn, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I can't wait to chat with you.
Yes, yes, girl. We're going to have so much fun. And I have no doubt this is going to be extremely enlightening for a lot of people in ways that they could not even imagine. So we look forward to hearing your story, how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing what's now your passion and what you found to be your soul purpose. In our podcast, we love to keep it simple. So here are two questions for you. How have you defined your path? And how do you help others define theirs? And we'll flow between those two, okay?
All right.
The spotlight is yours.
Yeah, I really relate to the whole subject of this podcast because I am on the other side and I never thought that I would be one of those people who loves work, who is lit up with passion about what she does.
Yeah.
So much of my life, that was not me. And I really struggled never finding a good path, never finding a career that I could really stay with. I was going from job to job to job throughout my 20s. And I just felt terrible about myself because I did not know at the time that I just had an entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. That did not occur to me. Nobody I knew was that way. Everybody had jobs. My parents are scientists. My brother's in IT. So it just, entrepreneur was not even a word in my vocabulary. So I just thought, oh, I'm bad at this. I'm really bad at being a person. I'm supposed to be able to just put my head down and do work for 45 years and that never changes. But I can't do it. What's wrong with me?
Yes.
And then I thought, well, okay, I'll be a stay-at-home mom. I met my husband when I was 29. We fell in love very quickly and moved to the path of, like, he pivoted his career to become a teacher. And I had our first child. And I was like, this is going to be the thing. This is going to be the thing that defines me, that makes me feel fulfilled. And I found myself unable to stop doing little side hustles. I found motherhood very, more challenging than I expected. I really thought that I was going to have a gift for it. And I'm just as, you know, struggling as everybody else. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. not an easy job, obviously.
You're raising another new family, yeah.
So I was like 35 or 36 before I discovered this love of marketing. And I kind of dismissed it at first because it came so easily to me so quickly. I just thought, well, that's the baseline. That's everybody can understand this. This stuff is simple. But more and more people started telling me that they didn't see it and that it didn't make sense to them. And so that was like little hints at me, like, maybe you really have something here. Because I never felt like I was talented at anything before. So I started pursuing that and I took some courses. I did some internships. I got hired from my internships. They passed me on to other people. It was like, I actually have a gift for something. And I felt so fulfilled and so passionate for the first time ever. And it was just so life-changing to feel like I have a purpose. And okay, marketing is a weird purpose, but I like to look at it as a way of lifting up and amplifying the voices of people who are doing great work in the world, because there are so many wonderful life coaches and mindset coaches and people like that who the world needs more of, needs to hear from, and they don't know how to get their message out there. So as a marketer, it's like I can step in and be that bridge to help them get their message out.
Oh, so absolutely beautiful. Thank you for just being so truthful and transparent. And there are two things I want to pull out of that before we go to the next question. You know, and one, you said something that a lot of people probably feel and face, particularly when they're younger. And it was, you felt something was wrong with you. You thought you weren't happy with yourself. You know, as you got older, you felt you had the unfulfilled feeling. And, you know, so you kept searching. And when you finally found what I would identify as your sole purpose, you know, and, you know, marketing, that's your sole purpose. I mean, we all play a role in life, but we all play a role in life, you know? So I love the fact and how you're owning that and how you're showing up in the world to lift others up, you know, to be that helping hand so that they can walk in their sole purpose. So let's talk to the whole how you felt piece, you know, because let's deal with that pain. Because again, you know, that from that pain, we discover purpose. And then let's talk about the soul purpose and the fulfillment piece.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I thought that pain was never going to end. I thought it's not going to be me. I'm not going to get that chance to do something that I love, to feel fulfilled, to have a purpose. I just am unlucky that way. And the mindset part of going into business for myself was a lot more overwhelming than I could have anticipated. It really is like you have to do some personal development on yourself.
Because absolutely.
These fears come at you that if you didn't go out and try to start your own business, you would probably never have to face. It might not ever come up, but suddenly you're faced with all of the limiting beliefs you've ever told yourself, all of the stories that you've told, all the things that you've thought about yourself and what you're capable of. And I think we get trapped in our pasts in another way because, you know, I was a teenager in the 90s. The internet was, it was barely a thing. But there's no way that I could have known that at 40 years old, I was going to be building websites and, you know,
right,
doing online sales stuff.
Right.
So I got trapped in this like very narrow view of what was possible.
You got trapped in that
box. Was available then.
Yeah.
And also what was available to me as a woman. I felt like even not directly, but there were just a lot of messages kind of seeping in subconsciously that I would not be able to compete and hold my own in a business, that I wouldn't be able to achieve that, you know, that women aren't meant for that in some way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful. And that's real talk. That is so true. I mean, and we still struggle with that today in so many ways. But the fact that you persevered, you know, you fought through that and you kept searching, and that you had a companion, a husband, you know, a mate that supported you in it. That's huge, you know. So you weren't fighting a battle on multiple fronts.
Oh, he is unbelievably supportive. I always think, like, how strange is it that he started out with a wife who was a stay-at-home spouse, like cutting coupons, and now he's got a wife who's like, I'm going to be the breadwinner, like, step back. And he loves it. He's really happy. He's my biggest cheerleader. And he said the other day, I can't believe you created this job out of nothing. Wow. There was no position. You just made it.
Yes.
Talking about defining your own path.
Absolutely. And he's a Renaissance man, so you keep him. Oh, awesome. So let's talk about just this perspective that you brought up from being a woman and, you know, and just pursuing to the point of finding your soul purpose. I'm sure there were so many obstacles. But do you find it difficult as an entrepreneur, you know, a purpose entrepreneur, do you find it difficult, or are you more well received as an entrepreneur and a woman, and, you know, in an area where people might say, oh, this, you know, it's mostly guys doing this?
Yeah, I think that I've used it to my advantage. That sounds bad, but it's like I've found the balance, mm-hmm. because it is a masculine space, and most of us hear marketing messages that come from what we're calling bro marketing now, the, you know, jumping around the stage and yelling and FOMO and keep people on the phone until they say yes. If they say they have to talk to somebody or think about it, you'll never hear from them again. So you have to hang on to them, and like these really tough tactics. And at some point a couple of years ago, I realized I have this opportunity to bring balance to that space, because that's marketing. Some people like that. It works on certain levels. Personally, I think if you use those tactics, you're going to bring in really difficult clients.
True.
You might not want to be working with, but there is a need for the other side of it, and for somebody to step up into that side and say, okay, if you want that, there's plenty of people who do that. Now, if you want a sales or marketing funnel that treats your audience like people and not buying units, you want kindness. And if you have the abundant mindset to allow people the time to consider and think and nurture and just be in your world until they're ready, then there's somebody for you. And that's me.
Ooh. Oh, Carol, you just gave me cold chills, girl. That was so well said. So well said. So let's talk about how you're helping others define their path. So, I mean, what does it look like when someone reaches out to you and engages?
Well, it's kind of a very literal path. We get on a call. I have a free consultation call. I just love to listen to people tell me all about their business, their goals, what they're doing, how it's working for them, where they feel like they're missing something. And I just take lots and lots of notes. And usually during that process, I hear in what they're saying a path for their clients that is the marketing funnel. So I'll usually take some time to think it over, write it up into a plan, and then we'll get on a second call. I'll present a proposal. So I'll go over what the plan is and then what it would look like for me to implement it for you. But you don't have to hire me. You can just take the plan.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what I'm doing now these days anyway. We'll see. Yeah. It may change in the future. But right now,
heart-centered.
I feel best doing that. So I find that people... it's not only the business owner who feels confused about their marketing, but it's their potential clients too.
Yes.
And so what they really need is this, I like to call it a cobblestone path. You have strangers on the internet who are walking past, and you can open your garden gate to them and take them by the hand and lead them down a path to your doorstep. But if you're missing any of those pieces along that path, it's like you drop their hand and just let them go wander in the woods, lost and confused and afraid. So you've got to have that path where they can see who you are, what you do, what the next step to take is, and what the step after that, and what the step after that. So I'm helping to define the path for both the business owner and the leads that they are trying to bring in.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant and beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. So when you found yourself in this space, answering the call for those who were kind of wandering around in the darkness, for a lack of a better, thought, and they, had no knowledge about technology or, funnels, CRMs, all of that. How do you break this down for them, or why, rather, let's go there, why they need a funnel? I mean, you've talked about it a little bit, but how do you literally put it into layman's term to help them understand the power?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what I said, where your current leads are pretty confused. For the majority of people, I look at their stuff and it is not clear who they're serving and how to take the next step with them, things like that. So there's these missing gaps that people are falling through. And when that happens, then they don't get the opportunity to be helped by you. So it's really important that everyone gets that chance, and they might decide you're not the right fit for them, but they need the opportunity to make that decision. They need to know who you are and what you do. And I just see everything as funnels. Some people said to me the other day, not everyone needs a funnel. It's too complicated for beginners. And it's not complicated. It's really not. You might not be ready for a complex funnel, but any business owner can benefit from an opt-in funnel. An opt-in funnel is a way to get people onto an email list so that you can continue building a relationship with them. And it's very important to be able to get that information, because they might encounter you on Instagram and then they bounce away, or they go and look at your website and they're like, "Oh, that's interesting." And then they bounce away. Mm-hmm. So the marketing funnel, the opt-in funnel, is taking those people and saying, if you're interested in what you see here, then you can continue to learn more. You don't have to bounce away and forget we exist. So it's very important to be building an email list. Sometimes people think email is dead, but it's still important. Social media, the big problem is it can be taken away from you. And I think a lot of people know that your Facebook account can get hacked. Instagram can just decide they don't like you and shut down and you can't get in. And then you lose your access to your audience. You're also dependent on them for who is seeing your content, which people are getting your content through the algorithm. So email is still a very, very strong way to keep in touch with people. And I like to tell everyone that you might think that there's too many emails and we all get flooded with so many emails. You don't want to be a bother. But I think for all of us, there are a few people that we get marketing newsletters from that we enjoy. And we see that name in our inbox and we go, "Oh, I know there's going to be something good there. They always provide lots of value. I can't wait to see what they have to say." You have to think about how to be that person for your ideal clients. Be that name that when it hits their inbox, they're like, "Okay, I deleted 50 other emails today. This one is the one I've been waiting for. This one's the one I'm going to read."
Yes.
Because for a lot of people, what ends up happening is they get people onto an email list. They don't send anything for 3 months. Then they have a promotion. They send an email. The whole list goes, "I don't remember who this person is." And they unsubscribe.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you went in that direction, because it's, you know, at Defining Paths, that, you know, and everyone who, you know, we associate with in our circles, we're trying to change how business is done, you know, and you're, you know, you're exactly the same. You know, it sounds like you're about, you know, being that helping hand, being that heart-centered, you know, conscious, you know, professional service provider, you know, and really just nurturing, building relationships, building community, you know, and I really think that's the direction that we're going. And that's what funnels help us do, you know, or for some people who might not know the word funnels, lead generations or, you know, but building your email list. I think that's really the direction. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you can get hacked, you know, they can close your account down. You know, I think email is definitely, it would be awesome.
It's also like a long-term investment and strategy and foundation. Uh-huh. Because you, if you're just counting on getting somebody to your website so they make a purchase right away, then you're losing all of those people who might almost be ready, but aren't quite. Mm-hmm. And that leads you fighting for every single client. And putting so much energy and time into that lead generation to get each single person. Whereas if you're utilizing a funnel well, then you can be bringing in people at all different stages who are potential, and you never know when one of them will be ready. So as you continue to do that month over month, year over year, you're building such a great ecosystem of people who will suddenly rise to the surface to become clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so do you also help people connect the funnels? I mean, CRM and funnels go hand in hand. So you work with that side as well, huh?
I do. I have a preference for using Kartra, which is an all-in-one funnel builder. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people like, oh, you know, you can build a funnel from anything. And you can. I can connect WordPress to MailChimp. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of benefit to having everything under one roof. It communicates really well. You're not like duct taping pieces of software together. And you're also not paying for five different things. A lot of people, by the time they reach that stage of business, they've collected all these different programs and softwares. It's usually more affordable to go to an all-in-one and let some of those other things go. It's smoother, it's simpler, which is, I am all about that.
Yes.
So that does, Kartra has a built-in CRM as part of it.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So it's all about, it sounds like it's all about finding the right fit from, you know, the person who gets your mission, you know, creating, who can think without the box, you know, in creating funnels as you do. And then not just, you know, this is how I do it. This is how I build it. And it's just all sales, sales, sales. Cause I know that's not my personality. You know, I hate sales. I'm not a pressure person. You know, having that dignified conversation is definitely, I think the way, you know, a lot of us are changing the game, you know? So give us your thoughts. Any, in our last few minutes, I tell you, time flies on these interviews. I just love hearing how you guys just literally define your path and, you know, how you pivoted in life and you overcame, and, you know, to find your sole purpose. So if you have any advice to give, you know, and like you said, you know, some people might think, oh, marketing's not sexy. But hey, one of my slogans is strong is a new sexy. And so marketing is maybe seen as a stronger, not, you know, a less effeminate field. But hey, we can do anything we put our hands to as women, right? So what advice would you give for those who are in this space, looking to get into this space and or potential clients? You might want to reach out and touch you.
Well, I would say if you feel like you haven't found your soul's purpose yet, don't be afraid to try new things, to just be paying attention to what lights you up and mm-hmm. try not to let that voice of like, that's unreasonable or that's, you know, you can't make money doing that or those sorts of things.
A favorite one, huh?
Try not to let those voices come in mm-hmm. when you find something that really hits that spot, because the passion and the drive and the excitement that you have for something kind of creates a market for it, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think you see that play out with people that you would never expect. And you're just like, wow, they are just so committed to that, that it works.
Yeah.
So yeah, just try new things and be ready to be hit by that bolt of lightning.
Well, and here is, and thank you for that guidance, that absolutely on point. Here's the thing also, something you just said, you know, a lot of times we think we're the only person who has thought about something, but we're not, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, it just is yet to be revealed, right? If it is a quote unquote new thing. So, you know, your pain, other people are going through similar pain, and your passion that comes from that to identify, reveal your purpose. There are others who need that solution. And that's how we have to think about it. You know, maybe others have had the exact same thought, but they just weren't, you know, confident enough or brave enough, whatever the case may be, to step out on, in faith, you know, or they allowed someone else to tell them, you know, they weren't worthy or couldn't do it, or, you know, whatever the negative messaging that, you know, we hear this unfortunate training and conditioning that keeps so many people in that box, or, you know, outside of it, but they're still hovering about it, and they're allowing those limiting beliefs and those conditionings to keep them from walking in their greatness, you know, not someone else's, but their greatness. So,
and yeah. Thank goodness for the internet. You can connect to anybody, any tiny passion that you have, you're going to find at least 5 other people. You know, you're probably going to find enough people to sustain a career on, because you're connected to everyone.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Carolyn, thank you so much for being our spotlight today.
Oh, I'm so happy I was able to come and speak with you, all of your audience.
Yes. And just giving us that different perspective on funnels and how, you know, how to find your passion, your purpose, and not to be afraid to pursue it. You know, that's brilliant. So audience, be sure to follow Carolyn on social media. Do you want to tell them how they can best reach you?
Yeah. Instagram is probably my favorite social media. I'm at Increase Your Impact. And you can also book a free call if you would like to chat about your business and how you're feeling about your marketing, and I can give you some insights. So that's at www.increaseyourimpact.life/book-a-call.
Awesome. If you didn't catch that, go back and watch the episode. Listen to the
watch
episode.
Watch it from the beginning. Watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. Or you can also go to the Define Your Path podcast platform. You'll be able to read her bio. You'll be able to connect to her social media. So do reach out and touch Carolyn. Carolyn, thank you so much. Folks, be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we are up to at definingpaths.online. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. We'll see you on our next episode.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.